Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Mika Makatal. Mika Makatal is the CEO at Happy or Not. Prior to this, he worked at Gudin Technology Industries of Finland, Tampere University, Microsoft, and Happy or Not. Mika has also been the chair of ICT Committee at Tampereen Copper Commerce and a board member in advisory board at Tampere University of Technology. Makatal has over 10 years of experience in leadership roles, including chief operating officer, president of EMEA at M-Files Corporation, and transport director at the Finnish Transport Agency. Mika Makatal has a PhD in industrial engineering and management from the Tampere University of Technology, where he also received his Master of Science in the same field. Mika also has a certification from the M-Files Corporation in Certified M-Files User and M-Files Certified System Configurator Level 1. Well, good afternoon, Mika. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, I'm so excited to have you today, Mika. We've traversed the globe, 40 countries thus far, and today we've landed in Finland, and I do appreciate you making the time because there is quite a bit of time difference. But again, thank you. And Mika, we're going to just jump right into the questions here and get your story out there to everybody that listens in. So you've got an awesome career in technology, in transportation. You are a senior executive, a board member. Now you're the CEO of Happy or Not. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, first of all, Brian, thank you for having me here. I'm not sure if there's a secret sauce. I've been always just interested in things, you know, learning new stuff, learning about leadership, learning about culture. I've been excited about technology, you know, how that makes, the world a better place. So I think that has been, my story, entering to work after university, being just, happy to work, excited about work, and then got promoted and new roles, invited to lead companies. So I've been just happy and blessed to have had the pleasure of working in, fantastic organizations. And of course, pleased having had multiple roles that have been fun. And career-wise, yeah, happy about that. Maybe that summarizes it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know we're going to get into your platform here in a second, but I can tell that you've always been enthusiastic and, as you mentioned, happy about the work that you do. So that's awesome. And people like to hear those sorts of stories because the world's not always a pretty place. But when people share their stories and what they're doing to make it a better place, it's a lot better. So, Mika, jumping into the second question here. With 4,000 global brands that use and are satisfied with your platform, what is the single most touted feature about your platform that allows your customers share feedback instantly and easily about their experience?
I think it's the easiness of use. The customer, so the end user UI is simple. It is the smiley buttons on tablet. You can see the buttons and you can tell, if you were happy or unhappy for a reason. What was that? All layered questions, and then there's open feedback. So I think it's the simpleness of the end UI. Obviously, we are translating that into deep analytics for the customers so they can improve their operations. And just love the fact there was just customer talking to us 2 weeks back that with every $1,000 they are investing in our technology, they are receiving $40,000 back. So that was something I really enjoyed. I'm not sure if we are charging enough for that customer, but that's clearly another story.
Thank you. And that's great. When I was doing some research on your platform, having that real-time feedback around your customers is vitally important because at that time, and we all know this, it's a lot easier to retain a customer versus getting a new customer. And so this is really, really important. So thank you for sharing that. And you did touch on technology just a little bit, Mika. And so we jump into this technology piece because we focus on emerging tech. You're obviously leveraging some of that emerging technologies. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, one capability I could talk about is something we just launched a couple of weeks back first in the market. So we are using our device is using the camera and technology AI components there to recognize the demography of the visitor or shopper. And that's an outstanding additional context for the customer feedback. So often, especially retail has a target audience, and it's so vital that they are focusing in that core group of customers. So then it really matters if the feedback comes from that target audience or from someone else. So that is something cool, new technology we put into our service that indeed is now unique in the market. But clearly we are testing and in our garage many new capabilities, you know, combining data, think about the forecasting, you know, more and more AI, ML, should you have that. But yeah, that was something I shared that we just launched, and we are so happy for the customer feedback from the market, how much they got, you know, new information, new insights with the new capability.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mika. We do like to learn a little bit what people are leveraging as far as the new technology out there. So again, appreciate it on that. Mika, last question of the day. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or leadership?
Yeah, great question. I love it. So I think in technology, anyone there, make sure that you are always looking at something that is new out there. So just reading, listening, trying to learn, then think how this could be applied in certain places. And of course, we all know that tech will be so important in any role, in any organization. So investing in tech skills, tech understanding is an investment for future career. So I recommend every listener to make sure that they are doubling down on learning technology and technologies. And then leadership. Also, this is a massive trend for the future that everybody wants to work in an environment that is inspiring, where they can feel this is for me. I can do my best here. I'm appreciated here as I am, as true self. So their cultures will be more and more important. So as one wants to become a better leader, would be good to understand cultures and servant leadership. And that is, of course, coming through serving others, making sure that when others, team members, colleagues need help, we are there for that. And then again, of course, that is, through practicing that, you know, every day. We can't rely on old, I'd had a fantastic discussion with that employee 2 years back, so now I don't have to invest in that relationship anymore. It's something we have to do every day. So doing that actively. And of course, it does help if we are reading about that. So it's top of mind that, hey, how we become better leaders. So yeah, those are my tips for the technology and leadership.
Thank you, Mika. I appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. In a leadership role, or as they say, success, right? Success is you don't own it, you rent it, and the rent is due every day. And as a leader, you need to show up the same way. So I appreciate your share on that. Thank you so much. And Mika, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye for now.